At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Well, the Big 12 definitely has an uphill battle in the college football playoff rankings trying to get two teams in. There's no doubt about it. And there is a worst-case scenario here. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12. I figured I'd come to you here and talk a little bit about these playoff rankings and just dive into how the Big 12 is not in a great spot. But the Big 12 also got hosed. Thanks for joining us. Hit that thumbs up if you are on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel as always. We appreciate you doing that. And if you're on the podcast, what do you say? Drop that 5-star rating and review. I'm holding my phone up, which you'll be able to see if you're watching on YouTube. But I held my phone up as I talked about dropping a 5-star rating and review on the podcast. And that was a very stupid thing to do. Because, well, if you're listening on a podcast, you can't see me pick up this phone. So strike one on me for being an idiot already on the show. But late night on Tuesday with all the election stuff, and now we're back into the swing on the college football side of things. So with that being said, BYU got jobbed. It's only the first rankings, but it doesn't bode well for the Big 12 or BYU moving forward. BYU is 8-0 and came in 9th in the college football playoff rankings. They were behind Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami, Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, and Indiana. The Indiana thing makes absolutely zero sense to me. Indiana, along with BYU, are undefeated. BYU has 2 ranked wins over the playoffs top 25. Right? Let's do that math again together. Let's talk about this once again. BYU finds itself in a position with 2 current wins over top 25 teams. They beat SMU, who is ranked 13th in the entire country right now. And they have a win over Kansas State, who's 19th. 2 top 20 wins. Meantime, what do you say we look at Indiana? What's Indiana got on its schedule this year? Now, they have a very difficult game upcoming against Ohio State, but I'm not seeing anything right now. No, I'm not seeing it. You're not seeing it either? No Nebraska, no Northwestern. No, you mean, Washington's not in the mix either? Oh, geez, what a shame. Okay. So let me look at it here. Let's see. Maryland, Northwestern, these are their Big Ten wins. Nebraska, Washington, and Michigan State. It's interesting how that works. In fact, the more I look at it, all the teams they've beaten, the best team they've beaten is 3-3 in conference play. Yet there you have a BYU team with not only 2 top 25 wins over current ranked teams, but one of them was on the road. They went to SMU and got that win early in the season. And the playoff committee's like, eh, you know, oh well. All right, BYU, you're in the Big 12 or something. I mean, that's completely ridiculous. They got royally screwed on that deal. And it doesn't bode well for this league going forward if that's how the Big 12 is going to be treated and if that's how BYU is going to be treated. So that was a bad sign out of the gates for BYU to be as low as it was and be behind Indiana, which it frankly has no business being behind. Right now, BYU is fourth in the nation in strength of record. What is strength of record on ESPN's advanced analytics site? It reflects the chance that an average top 25 team would have that team's record or better given the schedule. Top five in the country is pretty good. They're behind Georgia, Oregon, and Miami. Ahead of Ohio State, ahead of Penn State, ahead of Indiana. I mean, they've got a better strength of schedule than Indiana. BYU is 63. Indiana's 103. The remaining strength of schedule is better for Indiana. Indiana's at 13. BYU's at 46. But the main reason for that is Indiana's got to play Ohio State. And we all know Indiana's highly likely to lose that game. So explain to me again why BYU is behind Indiana in these college football playoff rankings. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. And I'll add this as well. I think that you could make the case that Indiana got screwed to some degree. You could make the case that Indiana, if it was Ohio State or Michigan, would be in the top five, which tells you all you need to know about this system, right? It tells you a lot about it right now. So that is not a good setup for BYU. It's not a good setup for the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 at large, where are we at with the Big 12 right now? Well, the Big 12 champion is going to be part of the 12-team playoff. We know that much. But here's the worst-case scenario. Boise State wins out. BYU gets to the Big 12 championship game. Let's say they're undefeated. But they get upset by a two-loss team like Kansas State or Colorado. Then it's entirely possible the Big 12 does not get one of those first four byes in the 12-team playoff because the first four byes are for the four highest-ranked conference champions. It's possible Boise State takes that from whoever the Big 12 champion would be in this scenario, let's say Kansas State or Colorado because they have two losses. And then you say to yourself, okay, well, then the Big 12 doesn't get a first-round bye, which means the Big 12 champion would have to play a home playoff game in the first round. And it also makes it more unlikely that the Big 12 gets two teams into the playoff. I still believe there's a pathway for the Big 12 to get two teams into the playoff, but here's what has to happen. What has to happen is you need BYU to be undefeated, and then you have to lose to a reputable, like one loss, maybe a two loss Colorado, Kansas State to get yourself into the college football playoff. So BYU and this theoretical two loss or one loss Big 12 team and eventual Big 12 champion would both be in the playoff where both teams would get at large bids if Boise State ends up putting itself in a position where it wins out and steals that fourth bye from the Big 12 champ. But with all due respect to Boise State, I don't know how you could possibly put a Boise State champion with a bye over a Big 12 champion, even if that Big 12 champ is two losses. Boise State, okay, they played Oregon tight in week two. They lost 37-34. But, I mean, look at the schedule. Georgia Southern, Portland State, Washington State, Utah State, Hawaii, UNLV, San Diego State. I'm not saying those are awful teams. They're not. We know what UNLV has done. We saw Washington State beat up Texas Tech, albeit Tech did not have Taj Brooks. We know what Oregon is. That's as good of a loss as you can get in the nation. 3-point loss on the road to Oregon. But still, the week-in, week-out grind of the Big 12 is not the Mountain West. And I don't care if it's Kansas State or Colorado. If either of those teams went out, they should be ahead of Boise State when all is said and done. Iowa State's an obvious one because they have one loss, so that would be a no-brainer. But it's just, it's ridiculous we even have to think about this possibility right now. Now, if a Big 12 champion has three losses, Boise State's a Mountain West champ with one loss, okay, fine, then you can make that argument to me that Boise State's worthy. But if we're talking about a two-loss Kansas State team, right, let's just say in this scenario, you're talking about a two-loss Kansas State team just for sake of the conversation. And you look at the Kansas State losses at BYU. Now, they got smoked, but if you actually watch that game, it's not a 30-point differential. And then a Houston team that they led 19-10 and then blew it late, who's coming on strong on the road. Not a great loss for Kansas State. We all know that. But still, is the grind of the Big 12 tougher week in, week out than the grind of the Mountain West? Absolutely. It's also why I don't mind the SEC and the Big 10 having more teams in. I'm a Big 12 guy, but I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm not going to BS you with anything. I'm fine with the SEC and the Big 10 getting, let's say, at least three teams in. But if both those leagues get four teams in, with the way things are shaping up right now, that is a sign right there that they just want to make this a two-conference invitational, and then they'll throw some scraps to the rest of us around college football. The Big 12, the ACC, and, you know, you guys in the Mountain West are cute as well. You can join us for a game. We'll beat you up for a little bit, have a little fun, and call it a day. But that's completely, completely ludicrous. And then when you go through these rankings, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, well, Iowa State's at 17, Kansas State's at 19, Colorado's at 20. They are all within striking distance, and we know if you win the Big 12, you are going to be in the playoff. So all of those fan bases right now should be saying to themselves, you know what? We're in the mix here. And Texas Tech should feel that way. If you're a Tech fan, I know no one's talking about you, but remember, you win this league, you're in the mix. And if you beat Colorado this weekend, it's a heck of a step in the right direction when you're sitting there at 4-2. Yes, you'll need some help, but it's not impossible, not even close to impossible, for Texas Tech to find itself in this situation. So there still are a ton of possibilities as we get here and get set for the second weekend in November. But the Big 12 was not put in a good spot in these initial rankings. And a lot of people say, hey, don't overreact. Don't do it. It's the first edition of the rankings. I understand that. But if you're a Big 12 fan and you've been around this thing since the beginning, I'm sorry, but overreacting is part of the job. I watched TCU beat Iowa State 55-3 and drop in the rankings from 3-6 back in 2014.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I saw that with my own two eyes. If you're a longtime fan, certainly if you're a TCU fan, you know all about it. But if you're a college football fan, you've been watching the rankings since the beginning, you know that you got to watch every week. You got to try to figure out the trends, figure out who's got themselves in a good spot, who doesn't have themselves in a good spot, because ultimately the committee is going to try to find a way to pull one over on somebody. And every year the excuse changes. And my fear right now, I don't want it to come to fruition, but my fear right now is that that could end up being the case for the Big 12. But ideally, you got to find a position and a situation where there are as few as losses as possible for the two teams in the Big 12 championship game. That's what matters right now. That's why this weekend is an elimination game between Texas Tech and Colorado. And that's where D-Wayne comes in on YouTube. We appreciate him being there, and make sure you're subscribed on the YouTube channel if you haven't joined us there yet. Well, this is very nice, D-Wayne. Pete looking good in the black sweater and long sleeve tonight. Appreciate it, brother. I'm married, so don't take it any further. Looks clean. No, I'm kidding, but thank you very much for that. What will Texas Tech be ranked when they upset Colorado at Big Noon kickoff? Well, that is a very good question. You look at Colorado right now, they're 20th in the rankings. You know, it obviously in part depends on what happens around them. But Texas Tech should find itself in the top 25 if they upset Colorado this weekend. I mean, they would be worthy of finally being in that conversation. Yes, they obviously have three losses on the season, and two of them came in the last 3 weeks to Baylor and TCU. The Baylor loss was a bad loss. TCU, they led, they blew it, and we know about the Washington State loss as well early in the season without Taj Brooks. But I would see Texas Tech in that 23-24 spot. But here's the thing. If you're a Tech fan, the rankings don't really matter or shouldn't matter to you in the sense that Texas Tech just needs to win out, get some help, get to a Big 12 championship game, and then you're in the playoff if you win. Like, you have three losses. You're not going to get there through an at-large. The only way Tech ends up in the playoff is through winning out and then winning the Big 12 championship game. So the rankings are more or less irrelevant. I know they're fun for fans, but in the case of Texas Tech, they don't matter. In the case of BYU, they do matter. But in Tech's case, put your head down, don't even think about playoff rankings, and move on. That's it. Grunt Boy says, yes, we were hosed. This will just add some fuel to the fire for BYU. Well, good, because this is the crazy part, right? Like, BYU has games where you say, well, they'll be favored against Utah, they'll be favored against Kansas, Arizona State, Houston. But this is a sneaky, sneaky schedule because no one's ranked. So you're like, oh, they should win these games. But we know what the Utah game's all about. Kansas may be the best 2-6 team in college football history. They've led in five of their six losses in the fourth quarter. Arizona State is sitting there at 3-2. In conference play. It's on the road. They're one of the great surprises in all of college football. And Houston's like, hey, don't forget about us. Houston's playing some of the best football in the Big 12 right now. Just beat Kansas State, and they've won three of their last four under Willie Fritz. So it's a schedule that the casual college football fan is going to look at and say, oh, BYU, they'll be 12-0. You're not a Big 12 fan if you think that's how this works. Okay? No way, no how. Eli says Iowa State is going to make it to the title game. They can beat BYU. Well, listen, if you're an Iowa State fan, I appreciate your optimism, but let's just bounce back from the Texas Tech loss first. Let's beat Kansas at Arrowhead this weekend. I assume it might look like Jack Trice South here in Kansas City. That's where I'm based out of this weekend. But I haven't really been keeping tabs on that, to be honest. I'd be curious to hear from Iowa State fans if there is a large contingency of fans coming down. I'm sure there is. But hey, remember, Kansas coming off a bye week, and they've led in every single one of their losses and five of the six losses in the fourth quarter. So you're coming off a loss. Don't take it for granted. We saw some of those holes last week for the Iowa State Cyclones. All right? So let's be careful. Elizabeth, BYU has never really been favored. I think they were either undefeated or just one loss the year they played K-State in the Cotton Bowl. You know, that's interesting. You would think for a national brand like BYU, they would get more love from the voters. And I don't want to necessarily throw this out there, but I always do wonder with sports reporters and just media in general if there is a religious bias against BYU to some degree. It's something I've thought about for a period of time now, but it's a national brand, right? Like, you can't tell me BYU is not a national brand. We all know it is. And then sports reporters, AP poll, flawed system, What impact does that have? Human nature, human opinion, emotion in the playoff rankings. I'm just very surprised BYU is where it is. Camden says BYU got disrespected as usual. Yep. Mickey writes on Facebook, the committee is destroying the game with its favor of one conference over another. It's nothing but a joke. We haven't even had one yet. They already have it one-sided. I'm losing interest in college football. Don't do that. Don't do that, my man. Let's just see how this thing plays out. Trust me, if there's reason for outrage when all is said and done, I will have you covered here at Heartland College Sports. I launched this site. I know we have a lot of you who are new. I launched Heartland College Sports August of 2014. It was me and a laptop and nothing else. And I started the site. I was doing a podcast. We had like 7 listeners. I'm exaggerating. We had a few more. I didn't know what I was doing. And now look at this, right? The show is reaching hundreds of thousands of you. Subscribe, hit that thumbs up. It makes all the difference in the world. Hit the 5-star on Apple and Spotify. And now we're 10 years in. But I saw that the first year, and I saw the screw job for the Big 12. So I will tell you, and I will be the first one to get in line and let you know that this league got hosed. And there's no doubt BYU did. I don't think Iowa State, Kansas State, or Colorado did. I think they got treated fairly out of the gates right now. But let's just see how this thing plays out the next couple of weeks. And looking for trends is definitely an important part of figuring out what the committee might do on that Sunday after Championship Saturday. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We are so grateful for you. I will have a preview show and my picks coming up on Thursday. My picks went 2-0-1 last week. So I will make sure to get you some good picks here this week. Make you some, make you a little cheese here for the weekend. What do you say? All I ask of you is to make sure you're subscribed. So thank you guys for doing that. We're also up on the Heartland College Sports forums on the website. They're free. Great way to hang out with Big 12 fans. I'm on there all the time, interacting with our fans as much as I can. So hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We've got you covered here at Heartland College Sports. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.